Meet Ogun Dimu Ayomide, the 22-year-old visionary behind Jade's footwear, where every step tells a story. More than just shoes, Ayomide crafts expressions of style, blending fashion, comfort, and durability into every pair. With a fresh perspective and bold creativity, she's redefining the shoemaking business one stylish step at a time. Jade's footwear. Walk with confidence. Step into style.
Hello, my name is Ogun Dimu Ayomide Sarah. So I'm the CEO of the brand Jade's Footwear. And I just graduated from the Faculty of Law, University of Lagos this year. So the journey, it started in 2023. That's 2023. That was, I have this love and passion for like good footwear. I believe personally, I'm of the belief that a person's outfit isn't complete without a good footwear. I see, just like for makeup artists, I see footwear as the finishing spray, like for a person's outfit. So in 2023, I was about to go into my final year and I was like, okay, what's something that at least I want to be known for? Because I was about to finish uni. So like, I don't just want to finish uni and I'll just be idle. So I was like, okay, so I have a passion or love for footwear, good footwear. So why don't I like channel it into something? And that was how I came about. And I spoke with my friends. I was like, that's a very good business that, you know, I could channel it. And that was how I came about Jade's Footwear. For my designs, like my inspo, sometimes some customers, they come with their own designs, but some customers might like while the others, they reach out to me and they ask for samples. So At first, I kind of try to, if it's someone I know, I can access the person's maybe character or attitude or vibe. Because at times, your footwear could tell your vibe or your kind of person, like your personality, so to say. So, and if I would also ask if it's for like an occasion or you just need a day-to-day like footwear, like just a casual slippers, or you need it for an event. So depending on the occasion or at times the personality of the person, I just look at, oh, what could go best with the person's outfit or for the occasion. Yes, so I think that's like my inspo, like my inspiration, or that's what I always think about, like for each design, yes, that I make. So it's been a long ride, yes, even though it's just like a year plus, but it's been a long ride, because when I first started, I was still a student. So I had to ensure that even though I'll be giving quality, I had to make it affordable, because as at that time, my major target audience, or my target audience rather, as at that time, were just students. So I didn't want to make the prices so high or that the students wouldn't be able to afford it. So I had to, at first when I started, I wasn't making a lot of profit. I wasn't making a lot of profit, to be honest. Maybe, I don't know, probably because it was something I loved, or I just love the fact that people were always patronizing, like people were coming. So I don't know, I just said, oh yeah, any price that you have. That was when I first started doing. So, and also, at times, colors at times, because some customers might want colors, or the colors they would choose. When I go for like market and material sourcing, or when I run errands, yes, to get materials, at times those colors might not be in market, and the leathers too, because I wouldn't want to use a cheap leather. So the colors might not be available. So I think colors and material sourcing, and also like money, like trying to differentiate manage my business profits from my own personal income, like my own personal money. So yes, I think that's also like a challenge. It's not a particular experience or like maybe a specific event or something. But it's just like generally, like my growth as a brand, like Jadi's Footwear's growth is something I want to commend myself, to be honest, because, and it's not by my power, to be honest, it's by the grace of God, because my target audience has really grown, like it has grown so much, so well, even that globally, like I've had customers. Yeah, they might be my family members, but they are still customers, because if I don't do quality, they would not patronize me. So, and you know, like Jade's Footwear, like to the extent that most of my friends now, they don't even call me my name anymore. They refer to me, like they call me by my brand name. So one thing that I really want to talk about concerning success is my growth, as my business growth. Like I'm really, really thankful and so, so happy about my business growth.
Hi, Ayemide.
Hi, ma'am.
It's good to have you on Smart Cash Flow.
Thank you,
ma'am. And I love this piece. Beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you, ma'am.
Wow. So walk me through what you do and how you make money in your business.
Okay, so I make shoes or slippers for both genders. And how I make my money is making the slippers and also making alterations. Some customers, they have some footwears at home, like they're just there, but maybe they are bad, or it could probably be the sole that needs to be changed. Yeah. Or I could just make some alterations to bring back the slippers or footwear to life.
Like shoe revamp.
Yes, like shoe revamp.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
And in a month, do you have an idea of the number of shoes or slippers or slip-ons you can make to hit your target? Do you have an idea? Remember, this is cash flow series.
Yes.
And even if you don't have the idea, we're here to help you understand what you should be doing. So do you give yourself like a target, or do you know the number of shoes or slip-ons you need to sell to hit your target? Do you have an idea of that?
Roughly, I can say like about 15.
15
orders, yes.
To cover your costs, hit your target, pay yourself salary.
Myself salary. Okay.
So for now, you're not paying yourself.
For now, I'm not paying myself salary.
Why? So this business should be able to pay you, because you are pouring a lot into it. You should draw something. And why I say that is, if care is not taken, very soon you'll be so discouraged, because whatever you are putting in you need to take reward. And this is how, what I call the PSR formula: product, you have solution, and there is reward. Okay? You've created a product that solves problem for your customers, and that is the solution you are bringing, shoes. That solution, you should be rewarded for creating solution to someone's problem. So if you are solving problem for people and you are not being rewarded, very soon you will be discouraged. So you need to factor your salary into your costing and pricing of your wares. Because you pay other staff and you don't get paid. That's not how you should be. The business should be able to pay you. And this is one of the things, when we follow up with you, we want to see that you're already implementing in your business. So tell us, what channels do you use to engage customers, and how do you keep these customers? Because these are the things that will bring money into the business, which is cash flow. So let's hear you.
Okay. So for the first
part, the channel, your marketing channel.
Yes. My WhatsApp platform. I use the WhatsApp.
Beautiful.
Then Instagram. Okay. And I don't have a TikTok account yet. But referrals too.
Referrals,
yes.
Awesome.
And also like marketing by
your
myself.
Own,
yes.
And my own billboard.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lovely. Yes, thank lovely. You. And
yes.
They are working for you.
Yes,
so
they are.
Keep, yes. Make sure you oil and run it like a system. Okay, so yes, every month have your plan of what you need to do to make these channels, amplify the channels that are already working for you. And one thing I always encourage people to do is try as much as possible to build your own audience as well. You're already on social media.
Yes.
You're already on Instagram.
Yes.
Now, nobody owns anybody there.
Mm-hmm.
I could just be passing by and I just see this white slippers. I like it. I just follow you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I am buying.
Okay, yes.
So you have 7,000 of us, but maybe only 20 buying.
Yes.
So, but if you have the opportunity of building your own community of shoe lovers or leather shoe lovers, whatever you want to call them, you now nurture them and consistently convert. So you attract, you nurture, you convert. That is how you make money. So you look for different ways, different strategies to nurture these people. Now, there are people that need you, but they don't know you exist. But they could find you through maybe free trainings, free webinars. And it's simple. I love the fact that you make money from revamp. Do you know how many people need shoe revamp? Some don't even know why they should revamp. Some are not aware that they love some of these things. They don't want to give them away. They are just there sitting in the shoe rack. So you need to bring education into this. That is one bit of the education. Another bit is, you already have this. I've bought it from you. I don't know how to care for it. I don't even know the kind of polish to use. There are different types of fabric or leather. I'm sure everything is not leather. So you have So that education needs to happen. You have the pavement. We used to call it Watana polish. Okay. You have suede. How do you care for suede? So take it beyond just making shoes. Add shoe care to it. You can also do sizing. You can come up with ways that people will know their exact size. When we were way younger, they used to break broom to go and, you know, get people to learn a lot from you and make offers to us. And this can happen in the communities you build. You can build communities on Instagram. You can build your community on Telegram. You can build your community in Facebook group. You can build your community on WhatsApp. You can even have WhatsApp channel where I just pop in. I learn about shoe care. You can call it the shoe care community. Because some of us don't know. Then you can even extend it into the feet care. Some people have challenges with their feet because of the kind of shoes they wear. Who is there guiding? Who is there telling them this is what you should buy and not this? Then another thing I need to add, look at your target audience. You're already in this market. You're already in this sector. Who is caring for the very large feet and who is caring for those with small feet? There is a market there. You need to work on that. And if you can get these two extremes, provide what they need, that is cash coming into your business. All right? It doesn't mean you're leaving this, but somebody should tap into that market. They have lots of unmet needs in that space. And even some people that have some health challenges, what kind of shoes should they be wearing? Who should be there providing what they need for them? So think about all these things, and we believe in the next 6 months, in the next 9 months, when we come back to you, we'll see you implementing some of these things. So we don't know, do you have questions around cash or marketing? Because marketing leads to cash. So do you have any question for us?
Fine. You've answered, you've done.
Perfect. You're okay with this?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk to our audience. You're watching, and Ayomide is here. She makes shoes. And you've heard some of the advice we've given to her. You can also apply them in your business. And feel free to drop your questions or comments, suggestions in the comment area. We will pick that up and reach out to you. And don't forget, there are other episodes that you might have not seen. Just check them out. leave your questions there as well. Also, share with people that you know that this will add value to their business as well. So thank you, Ayomide,
thank
for
you
being
much,
here.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you. On behalf of the entire crew, we say thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank
All
you.
Right.